Thank you for calling the organization of Staten Island Newsline for the week starting Monday, May 4th. New York City has been hit the hardest of all by the coronavirus. No other city in this country or even the world took a harder hit. We have lost thousands and more each day, and the only bright note is that we did manage to flatten the curve by social distancing. Our local leaders fumbled a bit at first, but soon came the shuttering of Broadway and the closing of movies, schools, and restaurants. We learned quickly, responded well, and saved many lives as a result. All of this came at a cost as our tourist industry disappeared entirely, and a dozen other industries were generally affected. Tax dollars were lost just when our need to pay to fight the pandemic was at its greatest. Our federal government was slow to respond, but eventually, in spite of an uneven and vacillating executive, Congress was able to pass an initial aid package to begin to help affected individuals and small businesses. Further help was promised, but now Senator Mitch McConnell has chimed in that he is opposed to helping out blue states like New York. He urges us to go bankrupt. Our president, who has a lot of experience with bankruptcy, has also given his opinion. No help should go to sanctuary cities. We have been here before. In 1975, Gerald Ford told us to go bankrupt. We did not then, and we will not now. We do not think that Congress will abandon the afflicted cities and states. In response to these fiscal storm clouds, the Office of Labor Relations reached out to OSA last week. They confirmed their interest, their intent, to complete a contract with us, but also warned that progress would be slowed until the city has a clearer idea about an aid package. We appreciate their candor. We are still upset that we did offer to settle last June. It was no delay of ours that created the current problem. That said, we can more easily accept why they can't go forward now than we could for all of those months before the crisis hit. On a still more serious note, 25 of our active or retired members are known to have died recently. In 16 cases, the coronavirus was given as the sole cause of death. More details will follow in the mail. That's all the news this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.